Lou. Lou.
Yo, can you hear me, bro?
Yeah.
There we go, man. What's up, man? LGTV.TV, Young Von, Young Gary.
What's happening, Vontae back in this thing from the Shadow Realm, right?
What's up?
Enjoying this rainy ass day out here.
Oh, it's raining out there?
Fuck.
That mean it coming this way.
What's up, Trey? Hey,
what up?
I think they said it's supposed to rain here tonight, so that makes sense.
Yeah. It's ugly as shit, though. It's dark. Ugly.
Yeah, I've seen it's supposed to get bad, so yeah, it's probably headed this way. What y'all up to, though?
Man, just got through playing Apex. Ready to get, gotta stop real quick so I can get the podcast ready, going.
Young Vontae.
Chilling on it, bro. Chilling on it.
Good to hear your voice, huh?
The listeners ain't heard you in a couple days.
Come on, like, Vontae.
You good? You safe? Mm-hmm.
They never better.
Get the child. But that right, and that's it from I text that nigga, he back to the next day.
Luke.
J-Mo 44. That boy Tevin, some wrong Tevin.
What'd he do?
Change his name?
Yeah, he got that Barry Mosley going.
Oh, Vontae, real quick.
Yeah.
You never you didn't respond on I asked you what did you stand in the boxing debate?
I gotta agree with Gary.
So who you think is the greatest? So you think he's not, who you think is?
Ali.
Oh, good job, man. Good job, sir.
Man, you didn't ask me.
Nigga, you was on the episode.
Nobody, you know.
What you say on the episode? I don't even know what you said.
He didn't speak. He was just chilling in the cut.
I think.
And then Gary had scared. He was scared.
I think Mike Tyson the greatest.
You think Mike Tyson?
Yeah, first? Dennis Floyd, Dennis Ali.
Oh, hey. Oh, no, you still wrong. So.
I'm be thinking Tevin trolling, but he honestly believed this shit.
Bro, Ali said that if Tyson was in his era, he would have gave him the blues.
Well, duh, he's 6'3". Mike Tyson,
yeah,
like 5'10".
Yeah, he is 5'10".
Tyson killed Ali.
Tevin, can we bro, Tevin,
you stupid. He wouldn't even be able
to. Hey, Tevin, can you tell our listeners who's your top five? Or can you tell our listeners why Kobe is not in your top five, please? Lou, let him get it off. I need the listeners to know what he says in his group chat all the time. Can you please explain why you don't have Kobe in your top five?
One, he only has one MVP. I wish I could put him in the top five, but we can't.
Because he only got one MVP?
He got one MVP. He got two finals MVP total. I wouldn't put him over LeBron.
Because of the MVP discussion?
He only got one MVP. When he came on the Lakers, that first championship, he added, 14, 16 points per game in the final.
And how old was he?
21, 19?
He was 21. Hey,
Luke, can you hit him with a rebuttal, please?
I really don't. I mean, he's not going to change his mind, bro. So it is what it is. But he's wrong.
But
he's not right. But I mean, everybody
can
argue.
But
hey, Lou.
But
yeah. Hold up, Tevin.
Do you think he's like really in the top five, or is that just your fandom like coming out?
No, he's really in the top five. And like me and Trey and you was talking about, like, Some people go by like, okay, so you have to go by the combination of accolades and actual talent.
Right.
Because I hate when they bring Russell. Cool, but he wasn't that cold. Like, he was winning rings when it was like 10 niggas in the league.
Bill Russell.
Like Will Chamberlain was giving that nigga like 30 and 20 every time they
but
played.
But you gotta remember.
But he just had a better team, so he was.
But you gotta remember this about Bill Russell. I remember I looked it up a long time ago. Bill Russell was only like 6'8", 6'9".
But
going against seven foot one.
Like, well, that don't mean. I mean, Will was a
they was, man. That, nigga, like,
that
man,
nigga was disgusting.
So they don't got no video of
Bill
that.
Bill winning 11. Cool.
Bill
you
was,
can't downplay 11. It was like 10 niggas in the league. It was 10 Bill, teams in there. Like, come on, bro. Like,
all right, I got a question.
What'd you say, Trey?
I was say Bill was 16.
Hold up. What?
Bill was 16 and Whit was 7'1".
I mean, yeah, it wasn't like the huge height discrepancy. Right. Like, Whit was just – I mean, Whit ran track at 7'1". Like,
7'1", bro. Like,
he was a freak, bro. Like, that nigga's like the Greek freak in the 50s.
I got a question. Do you guys feel like we were talking about this the other day? Do you feel like Hakeem and Patrick Ewing get forgotten about when it comes to big men, power forward and center?
Well, if we just again talent versus accolades, like Pat didn't win enough. He didn't win nothing, so niggas kind of sweep him under the rug. But talent wise, I mean, yeah, he was up
there. Hakeem don't get mentioned enough either. He had some of the best footwork ever. Gave Young Shaq, yeah, Young Athletic Shaq the blues. And that's not even number one. He gave David Robinson that MVP year. That I think David Robinson won MVP. Gave that nigga the blues in the playoffs. Like, they still – I think David Robinson still got nightmares about that shit.
Y'all feel like going over y'all top 10 or y'all want to just do five or
I do.
Just discuss it? What y'all
think? Oh, shit. I don't know. What y'all want to do?
Hey, let me
I ain't put my list together.
I don't know. Put a list together. So I don't know off the top of the head.
So ESPN has had like it was Michael, LeBron, Bill Russell was third for some reason. Then Kareem, I believe.
I mean, to argue. I mean, you.
I don't feel like people give Kareem enough respect.
You can put Kareem in number.
All right, man, we back at it. Crack addict, bad habit.
You hit my headphones.
Loop, man. They got it.
My
headphones. Now we rolling. Yo.
Pop this on a nigga. I can't find my phone. And now we rolling.
Hey, Lou, what you saying? What ESPN said the top 10 was?
I'm scared to go look. One of y'all got to go look. I don't want it to mess up.
Vontae?
It's in the chat. Pictures.
I said you gonna look it up.
Yeah, it's gonna drop me. I mean, if you got on for too long.
These, but just in total, the day top 10, it was Michael, LeBron, Kobe was like 9, Bill Russell was on there.
I want Larry Kobe Bird, 9.
Larry Bird, Shaq was 10.
That's too low.
Larry Bird was like 5'6". Magic, of course. Tim Duncan.
I'll put Tim Duncan in there for that little.
I'm missing a couple people.
Kobe don't belong.
I just looked at of course, they top 15 players of all time. They put Kobe at 10.
They put him at 10. Oh, disgust. Throw the whole computer away.
That's stupid, bro.
Throw the whole computer away.
Throw the building away. Yeah.
I wouldn't put him at 10. Nah.
I could agree with that list. He'll put him at 10.
I put him at 6 at least.
So what?
You'll put him at 10?
Yeah.
I told you, he's top 10, bro, but I don't know about top 5.
Yeah, I don't know about top 5. He probably
should. If you want to play both ends of the ball, offense and defense, shit, I deserve it right there.
I say right outside.
35 a night, and then guarding the best players too. Come on.
And the thing is, and let's be real, LeBron ain't played defense in 7 years. Kobe didn't tail off on the defensive end until he was older than LeBron was.
What was?
Yeah, I'm listening, Trey.
I know Gary was talking. Do you put LeBron above Kobe? No matter where it on the list, is LeBron above Kobe?
Yeah.
You disgust me. LeBron will go down as one. LeBron will go down as one of the most physical dynamos ever. To be that big, and pass, can't shoot that great, but when he on.
But he is vision, not more. If we just talking Chris skill, he is not more skilled.
I understand.
His physicality keeps him above. The shot, I'm still waiting on that jump shot to be clutch. It ain't gonna happen. I'm 35. It ain't happen.
Like he was talking about talking about Shaq.
Yeah.
LeBron is bigger than Kobe and MJ, but he's not more skilled.
Not even close.
I got a question, guys. How good can you think Shaq would have been if he would have stayed in shape?
What you mean skilled?
He's not more skilled. What you mean? What I mean?
Somebody explain what skill means in the basketball term.
I got it.
Explain it.
Hey, Terry, can LeBron out dribble? I mean, handle the basketball better than Kobe?
Yo.
Okay. No, he can't.
Never mind.
Look, bro.
What are you talking about? He can't dribble better than Kobe.
Yeah, he can, bro.
There's no reason to dribble.
Man, he moved like a guard, bro.
He don't got a handle.
He still can't dribble like that.
He can dribble. He got a better IQ.
All right, but he can't better than Kobe, bro.
He got all right. Better court.
That's not even opinion, bro. That's a fact. Watch both of them play, bro. What are you saying? Right, he cannot dribble.
Right, he's right. Better than Tevin. Kobe, bro.
Tevin.
Okay.
Tevin.
Who shoots better? Kobe.
One at a time.
Who shoots better? All of the court.
Kobe does, but that's probably
okay.
I don't need a butt.
But he shoots.
What? That's not.
LeBron's not a scorer.
And I hate niggas.
What?
Yes, he is.
You talking about the person that runs the
score? That nigga. If he don't score, them niggas don't go to the finals, dog.
Bro, he not a scorer.
What the fuck, bro? If LeBron ain't a scorer, the Cleveland Cavaliers will never make the playoffs.
Because niggas try to use that and be like, man, he scored all these points and he not even a scorer. What the hell is he scoring? What are you saying, bro?
He's all around, bro.
I hate when niggas say that.
That shit is stupid. If LeBron ain't a scorer, they know the Cavaliers don't win games.
Bro, he not a scorer,
that makes
bro.
Zero.
He can be a scorer, but he not.
No.
Oh, yeah, my God.
What are you saying?
He can be a scorer, but he.
All the LGTV fans are here. Tevin is not trolling. He actually believes all the things he say.
LeBron is better, Tevin is a special guest. Trey, keep going,
because it's 2-0 Kobe. Keep
okay,
going.
Tevin, who's more?
Oh, no, I'm trying to say something. My bad.
Okay, my bad, Bonte, go ahead.
All right, so if we going by those standards, who's the better rebounder? Who's the better? Who plays better defense? Who's the better facilitator? I mean,
I was getting there.
Go one by one, bro.
I was getting there.
All right, let's go. Right. Go ahead, Trey.
I think we're gonna even it up right here. All right, but Tevin, who's the better rebounder?
LeBron.
Okay, he's 3 inches taller, 50 pounds heavier. I would hope so, but okay, cool. All right, but I mean, that's cool.
Look at Russell Westbrook rebounding. So size, it's about 1-2.
So you think Kobe didn't want to? Like, most guards don't really just rebound crazy.
Nobody's going too hard to rebound. They're going to the outlet. I mean, that's basketball 1-on-1. They're going to the outlet. They're not going to try to rebound.
He's not the rule. He's the exception. I get what you're saying, but he's not.
Yeah, I mean, he goes after rebound. He's supposed to go to the outlet, but he doesn't. But I use the point guard in high school. You know that, man. Don't do that.
All right, we're going to go to tangibles, then we're going to do intangibles, because we all know who win in a minute.
No. They had, like, three different things. Keep going.
Why they don't like intangibles?
That mental toughness game, LeBron don't got that shit.
Yeah, because we get to mental toughness, we get to clutchness, we get to team leadership, we get to the big moment, we get to all that stuff, man. It's kind of
So it's 2-1, Kobe.
I was gonna get to on ball defense. I mean, I was gonna get to on ball defense. Tell me what you think.
Let's see who fell off first. Who fell off first and for the longest? Because LeBron ain't played defense.
Hold on. You said LeBron, Tevin?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Especially
Heat,
LeBron.
Huh? I'm about, yeah, that's. I mean, Really?
Kobe made 9 all first NBA team defense, bro. 9.
I mean, LeBron got
9. What are you talking about? I don't even like maybe 3, 4.
Heck no, bro. He got more than that. I saw it.
Please go find it because it's not.
Find
it.
I'm gonna find
Kobe. He doesn't have more than Kobe.
Go. LeBron ain't played defense in 6 years, dog. I'm
gonna find it.
You gonna be wrong. Go. Go.
I'm
gonna
find it.
Go. Hurry up. And while you looking that up, it's 3-1 Kobe. And then what was the other thing? It was rebounding defense.
All right, let's do it. I'm gonna do another important aspect. It's gonna probably go to LeBron, but that's what it is. Who's the better passer?
Well, LeBron got that.
Even though when Kobe wanted to, he did. Like
that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like Kobe really wanted to pass.
Hey,
Kevin Durant.
When he retired, he was high as hell in assists. I believe he was like 10th, 11th. Like he was crazy high.
Bro, he ain't better than LeBron. Pass him, bro.
That is true.
Okay, you can have it, bro. You can have it. I didn't say he was. I just said when he wanted to, he could. It was easy.
Right. All right. Another important aspect of the game. Free throw shooter.
LeBron's trash. LeBron is trash at the free throw line, bro. He like a 70-some percent career free throw shooter.
Now that LeBron is on my team, this hurts me even more. Because he's going to get fouled. Like he gets to the rack, he's going to get fouled. And you shooting like 69% pisses me off.
I don't understand how he didn't work on a free throw game, even though he gets to the line a lot. Weird.
I don't understand either, but that it don't make no sense to me. Like I hate it.
Yeah, you got a point. When clutch time comes, you just foul LeBron. LeBron might miss 50% of the time.
A superstar of that magnitude, you shouldn't feel that nervous in a clutch moment when he goes to the line. I feel like, well, let's just count one of these.
I think him and Tim Duncan are on the same percentage. With Tim Duncan, a 7-footer.
Yeah, that's
to be honest, I mean. Never mind.
Go ahead. What you saying, bro?
I'm gonna let Tevin have that.
No, say it. Go ahead. Don't hold nothing from the listeners, bro.
We're gonna wait to Tevin look up this defensive first team.
It don't take that long.
I already looked it up.
Oh, thank you. What was the number? Thank you, Vasa. Damn.
Total. He had Kobe first. Kobe had 12 total. 9 first team. 3 second team. Brun has 6 total.
6?
5 first team.
That's it?
5 first team. 1
again. Again. That's it? As I told Tevin, Lou, the philosopher, I told you. Like, come on now, bro. So, again, that's 4-1 Kobe, free throws and defense. Oh, we gave LeBron passing, so 4-2.
Yeah.
And I said shooting all around, but if we just actually thought about it, I mean, we do – mid-range shooting, long-range shooting.
Kobe wins.
We could separate free throws from shooting because, I mean, I feel like they two different kind of things.
We definitely separate free throws. I mean, as far as shooting, like we're doing 3 points because LeBron came up in the three-point era. It ain't like it's new to him like Michael Jordan. It's
3-point era. But no matter where it is on the floor, he wasn't a better shooter than Kobe. So that's an L.
Kobe had a great mid-range game, too.
Great, phenomenal.
Just like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had a great mid-range game. He wasn't really a three shooter like that.
If we want to go to who has the better post game, Kobe.
Like the time Kobe said he was the best post. you remember that time Kobe said he was the best post player in the Olympics?
Man, are you, bro?
Yeah, I remember that.
LeBron. Like, LeBron. You're getting from the point of having your own opinion to not making sense,
bro.
Like, nigga, he went to Kareem and got help with his post. He was playing post in high school, nigga. What are you saying? LeBron, niggas was telling LeBron to go to the post. It was a big thing when LeBron started posting up in Miami a little bit. He don't go. What are you saying?
He barely did it then. Like now, as with the Lakers, he's posting more than ever. But it's not really. It's a 2 dribble and fade away. It ain't what Kobe does. It ain't posting.
The footwork is not even close.
If I'm bigger, let's see what happens. Kobe posts up against people that were the same size as him, sometimes bigger.
Footwork. Fade away spin. Fake up. Get a nigga
LeBron,
up.
LeBron posted when, I got a little on me, mouse in the house. That's when he posted up. That don't count. Come on now.
Kobe posting up niggas his size. It don't matter. He posting up. Fade away, footwork, beautiful.
Yeah. Remember the time on the Olympics, Kobe said he was the best post player they had on the team? And that was with Tyson Chandler and some other niggas on there. I remember that shit a couple years back. He had a point. Kobe was a great post player. for a guard.
All right, but, Tevin, how about like things like footwork, like that? How do you feel?
Footwork.
Right, it's a big part. Yeah, move your feet. Football with the ball, without the ball.
Oh no, I think that's a tie.
Huh?
That's
tie.
Okay, whatever.
It's not a tie. You're being biased.
What about hustle and tenacity? I mean, like, you know, getting after it,
grit, grind, breaks.
You know what you're thinking?
Taking breaks. Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Hustle and tenacity. The lack of taking breaks. The lack of not wanting to get back on defense. You know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Bro, come on, bro. Come on. Okay. Come on, Tevin. Come on, bro. Just give it. Kobe, bro. LeBron was mentally weak for years.
Man, he weak, mentally weak.
LeBron was mentally weak for years, bro. It took him to win two championships for them to get over that loss to the Mavs. For him not taking the last shot. All type of shit.
The same team. The last Celtics team that made him leave Cleveland, which I don't blame him for leaving Cleveland. Let me say that. Like, that was Garden.
They were beating his ass.
Never got him. But when he left, that same team, Kobe played twice. Once without buying him. One. Like,
lost one. That's good. One lost one. That was a good team.
When they were making the Nike commercials, it was supposed to be Kobe versus LeBron. LeBron lost
Tito Dwight.
And then Kobe turned around and beat Dwight. Like, where are we? What are we?
He showed it lose to Dwight in the conference finals.
So, like, what are we doing?
Man, I showed with LeBron had Bonham and Gasol and.
They Bonham.
Did you say who?
Bonham.
Nigga, Bonham was.
Man, bro.
You never knew what Bonham was going to even play.
I will LeBron.
But listen, what you're saying.
Kevin Love,
LeBron lost to the Magic, bro. The Magic,
bro.
When he was supposed to.
But look at that team, though.
That was a team cool. Built around the White and shooters. They Dwight wasn't unbeatable.
I'm talking about LeBron.
LeBron worst team was in 2017.
Huge them. They was hooping. Them niggas won 50, 60 games every year,
bro. But who was it? Because of him, bro.
Oh, okay, so because of him, they should have went to the finals. Like,
bro, you got to think about it, bro.
Wait, you can't say they won all them games because of him, but then they lost because of the team.
You take LeBron. The
LGTV podcast is verbal Facebook for Tim.
But you take away LeBron off that team. The Magic got the better team than that Cavs.
No, say it again. The Mavericks.
I said the Magic.
D-Wade and Chris
Bosh. I said the Magic.
To the Mavericks? Oh, okay.
I said, you take away LeBron, that team.
So let's look at these.
That Magic.
What about leadership?
LeBron.
Passive aggressive. That's like a cold word for pussy.
He's a better leader.
Hold on.
Of course.
Is that Vontae?
Vontae being quiet in the motherfucker. You done?
Hello? Because it's hurting his soul.
I thought he was saying something.
I was looking up
that series against the man. This nigga was dropping 40 points every game.
Talking about the
he was
Golden State.
No, he said versus the Magic.
Right, when he dropped 40 points and still lost, I mean, why does it matter?
Yeah, but
point is, I mean, he didn't have no help.
No, he's not a leader. He didn't elevate.
He got
all the
way to the conference
final.
Yeah, he needs
some.
Help.
The same. So, Vontae, when you say he doesn't help, how are they winning 50, 60 games a year then if he didn't have any help?
Vontae, you telling me that they beat Orlando?
I mean,
like,
you're the first one to say playoffs and regular season different, right?
No. But you don't think they beat the Magic like three times a year during this regular season? They won like 60 games. I mean, come on now.
Exactly, that's what I just said. The regular season versus the playoffs is different.
But look at what we were talking about. Okay.
How does your help increase in the playoffs? I don't get it. It's the same team.
Oh, can you repeat that, Trey?
Oh, wait. Time out.
I don't see how your help increases or decreases in the playoffs or regular season. It's the same team. You say he didn't have help. His teammates are the same teammates in the playoffs.
Bro, we know some niggas play better in the playoffs.
Time out, though.
Vontae, are you still on that series where you're looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell the audience some of the averages? Like, tell me what Dwight was averaging.
All right, let me hold on. Y'all keep it going. I'm...
Because we're not talking about that Magic team wasn't like
they wasn't the best greatest team.
Ever. Bro, like Hedo went off. Like elevated them.
Hedo was a great he was a great shooter. He was even a great ball handler. Rashard Lewis was hooping.
Jameer Nelson was balling like a troll.
Here we go.
Playing with him.
Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. So Dwight was averaging that series 26-13.
Damn.
Okay. What about like Hedo and Rashard and them and Michael Petras?
I forgot about Michael Petras.
Let me come back here.
That was a good team. Don't get me wrong, but
Rashard had 18 and 6. Whew. Turkaloo had 17-6.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. He had 14-3.
Mm-hmm.
And even Rafer Austin had 12.5 and
Skip.
He was balling in the final.
Side note, this is
hold on, that was, he one, was two, three, four, five people in double digits.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, LeBron averaged 38-8-8 the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Williams.
But he's not a scorer, but he was only averaging 8 assists, scoring 36. But he's not a scorer, Tevin.
Yeah, he'll all-around player, bro. 18.
What happened? I can't hear you.
I said Mo Williams was averaging 18.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who was averaging 14?
Delonte West.
Mm-hmm.
Big Zeke was averaging 10-9, and then after that, it's just balls on.
So four people in the double digits, but LeBron had 38, so he capped for like four people by himself. Okay.
Because Dwight had 26. LeBron 38. Was averaging 38. So that's 12 points.
That's a backup right there. 12 points.
And then he had three more in double digits too versus the five. And Rafer was averaging 12. LeBron made up for Rafer. Like, I mean, come on. Now, let's skip to my Lou.
I got one quick. Go ahead, Lou. My bad. Leadership. I got one scenario that fucks up all LeBron credibility on leadership. The last 2 to 3 years in Cleveland, when he was asking for all those people, and a month later saying he don't got no help. They kept making them trades. He said we good, and a month or two down the line, I don't got no help. Throwing niggas under the bus, being passive aggressive. Like, man, that kills your leadership with me. Oh, draft this nigga.
Kobe threatening to leave, bro.
Huh?
Oh,
you said what?
Threatening to leave. He's about to leave LA until they stopped him.
Everybody did that. Even Tim Duncan was going to leave the damn Spurs.
And look who was on Kobe's team, bro. You talking about Chris Mills?
Parker.
Smush Parker? Like, what are we talking about?
His first name is Smush.
And LeBron. And LeBron still led that team to the finals?
LeBron was in the East, too. Let's be real. LeBron was in the East.
Come on,
I was just saying, after this, that's the two resumes I want to put up against each other, Kobe's and Timmy's.
Yeah, that's a great one. Because even I remember Kobe even said that he was always jealous of Timmy because of the consistency of his
Tim, because I'm sick of him.
What you say?
Sick of him.
Who?
I'm sick of him.
Why?
I'm sick of Tim. I don't want to hear. I'm saying we can get into it, but niggas be putting him above Kobe. We could definitely get into it.
He was always jealous of Timmy because they was consistent. He didn't have to deal with no bullshit like he did have to deal with the Lakers.
But as far as LeBron leadership, like the thing that stand out to me, the biggest moment was when, of course, obviously this is game one in the finals. You done put up 50 points and JR has, first George Hill misses the free throw and then JR has the
then he separated himself from the team.
And then after,
That's
bro,
horrible,
like,
bro.
Again, I know it hurt. I know it hurt, bro. It's the
bro,
finals.
Hold up. Lou, you don't think Kobe would do that? You don't think Kobe would have did that?
I don't think so. I don't think he would have separated himself from the team. And then, like, when you're about to do the put your hands in, let's do this, all this. Don't talk to nobody the whole time.
Everybody was in a huddle. That nigga was sitting on the bench.
And then they was finna do, all hands in. He took like 5 seconds to even put his hand
in.
His whole energy was just like
he knew it was over.
Like there was no way that because his energy was gone. It was done. Like, I don't think you could do that, bro. In the biggest moment, you can't, regardless of how frustrated you are, that is not something you can do, bro. You can't just, you basically lost the game because of your emotion. Like, they was not going to win after what he did. And again, I just said, like, I know you frustrated. It's a crazy moment. This nigga JR
did the dumb shit,
goofed all the hell off. Like, but still, bro, you just can't do that. Like, you just can't. He just tripped out to me.
All right. Enough of that.
Trey, you still there? I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, bet. Well, let's get into Vontae. He wanted to get into the Tim versus Kobe resume.
No.
All right. What?
No, he gonna respond to these areas that Kobe is better than LeBron in.
My bad. We can't let him off the hook.
I mean, Tevin being dumb right now, but I mean, come on. I think Vontae got a little more sense.
Vontae, what you think?
Wait, what was the question?
Nigga.
I mean, do you think Kobe's a better defender? Do you think he's a better free throw shooter? What do you think about how we broke that down? I mean, you think LeBron's is overwhelmingly still better than Kobe, or you mean?
Come on. I mean, I disagree with you. I mean, I disagree about, because when it was time to lock somebody up, I mean, LeBron took that task, like he said, no heat year. But I mean.
Yeah, I get that, but you're gonna isolate that one time when Kobe did it all time as well. I mean,
because you keep saying during the Heat years, like he played way more years than that, like, and Kobe got way more all defensive teams, and he actually did it. Like, he was like Tony Allen on one end and Kobe on the other. He was holding the best players too.
Tony Allen was a beast.
I mean, we can go.
Cause it was like 5-2 to Kobe.
Yeah, that's enough debate, Kobe. We know. That's
I was totally stuff. What about y'all? Kobe. Did y'all watch that video of that Max O'Kream Rizzo fight?
I don't even know who the two niggas is.
I did. The biggest thing that just came out of that was niggas fighting instead of picking up guns on Tom. That was the.
Didn't even salute the nigga afterwards.
Which I mean. Yeah. So I mean, but we know niggas nowadays don't want to fight. Like, they don't want to get beat up, so they just pull out guns. We
can tell. Size differential.
Hey, well, I don't know how tall Max O'Kream is, but Rizzo looks short. But he just a scrawny nigga, so he looks smaller. When you short and small, you look shorter.
Like, yeah, that nigga was looking tall. So salute to him for even getting out there, like Maxo said. So salute to him for even getting out there. But yeah, that nigga. He was way bigger than
I was surprised how fast Max O'Kream was, though. A big nigga. That nigga moved kind of quick.
It wasn't really no fight, so yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I know Trey said he want to do something else, but I definitely want to get into Tim versus
Kobe. That can be a whole episode by itself.
Man, no, we can cut it down. We can just spend like 10 minutes on it because Vontae obviously
feels some way.
I mean, I think it's going to be a little harder because we're talking
two positions,
parts of the court, front court, back court. You know, so
that's true.
They would have to only go by. Yeah, numbers, you know, and
it gets
tricky.
Let's go on.
The best nigga of all time.
Kareem, if they want to raise on top, Kareem, the nigga who leads everybody in points.
Yeah, that.
But
yeah,
like.
Yeah, like Carmelo, cold as hell. I mean, he is cold, but I'm saying, you know, it's like Carmelo the GOAT on top of that.
Yeah,
he
got the second most
points and like the most rebound. Like, it gets tricky.
Man. But he don't got the accolades to boost him up there.
Right.
But Kobe and Tim, I mean, they right there because obviously they got the accolades to back the points and the scoring. But I'm going to still put Kobe ahead of Tim just because, like Gary kind of alluded to, the situation. The
consistency of the.
Tim had one coach forever. Kobe was up and down his whole career. Field there, field gone.
It's not even just the coaching, the culture that at that time too, like the stability,
the culture, everything he had, which nobody gets that. Like Tom and Bill and the Spurs.
I think it's harder to do that in basketball too.
Like it is, but those ain't the rules. Yeah. They're the exception. Like that doesn't even happen. So I think that definitely helped him like win those rings. That culture. Camaraderie, pop.
So,
that definitely.
Luke, So do you, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, since I mean, like you said, culture, coaching. Do you think if LeBron had a better culture or coach, he would want more?
I believe so.
100%.
He had a shitty owner.
But I mean, when you go to Cleveland, it's Cleveland. Like, that's just, I mean, no organization in Cleveland is going to be.
Hold on. The Indians is their only hope. They've been good the last few seasons.
Yeah. So,
I think, that's yeah, what LeBron single handedly did for the Cavaliers, bro, like,
put him on the map.
I don't think nobody else could do that for a franchise.
You put him on the map, bro.
Well, Jordan did the same with the Bulls because, I mean, we seen in a documentary before he got there, them niggas was doing crack after games.
So you saying it should be Jordan, LeBron?
No. What? Oh, why are you going to go flip mode? What I'm saying?
I thought that's what you were going with it.
Hell no, they weren't going 1-1-1. Where we talking about the other 1-6?
So is LeBron in your top five?
I don't know. He up there. He's somewhere. He up there. He cool. He what y'all be saying? He's tough. He tough shit. Whatever y'all be saying about Kobe, I'm saying that about LeBron.
Kobe up top. He up there. Number six.
So let's go. What did y'all think of Terrence Cedric's music? I know some of y'all listened to that Future album. I just wanted to know what y'all thought about it. Let the world know what y'all thought about
can
it.
Can I go first?
Hey, what's the question? I'm back. What's
you can go. Can about go Future album. Seven is going.
It's like, I listened to that thing. Oh, yeah. I thought about, you ever, anybody ever seen Hustle and Flow? Mm-hmm. I thought about how the Ludacris put that Joker demo tape in the stall. He said, "Hey, bro, tell me." He said, "Hey, Skinny, tell me this ain't just all in him, man." Skinny go.
So you saying you that Future album with that pissy ass tape from Hustle and Flow?
He said, "You know what you could do? What can I do? What can I do, Skinny? What?" You can suck my thing. That's how bad that thing is.
I'm gonna give it another listen as I do all albums when I first go through. But it's bad, and I became a Future fan around 2015, around March.
You became a Future fan when you know what I'm trying to say. When Time came out.
What?
That's when I came a fan.
Okay, yeah. I became a fan before that, like March Madness, Six Nights, is when I was like, oh, shit. And then I went back to the Beast Mode and all that. I was like, okay, this monster, like, oh, this fire, he was being crazy. He was on the road. Then he came out with So he did that. Then he did Dirty Sprite 2, like that same summer. Like, oh my goodness, that was crazy. Fire, classic. That's a certified classic. Then he did, with Drake, What a Time to Be Alive. That was fire. But then he dropped his own album, Evil. I hated it. It was trash. He done did a little stuff since then. He did a mixtape with Young Thug. It was cool. He did one with Juice WRLD. Didn't listen to it. I'm not listening to Juice WRLD. RP, but that's just not for me. Last year he dropped another album. I can't even think of the album.
I don't listen to Juice WRLD either, bro.
Bro.
RPX, I'm not listening to X either. I'm not listening to this, bro.
Everything ain't for everybody. So it's for somebody, but not for everybody. So. But yeah, and then he dropped the album last year. It was horrible.
That's three straight
so,
does.
So I just don't know.
Three straight does, right?
He does, bro. He had one. And then he recently it's
too
just
many
not
baby
the same.
Mamas,
I don't
bro.
Know what's going on with Future? The baby mama, everything. But he not even rapping about the baby mamas in a way that I would even be like, that's cold. He just rapping about nothing.
Man, see.
Yeah, it's not even good. It's just
Russell Wilson just winning out here
horribly, bro. Like his rap.
Russell's definitely winning. Shout out to Russell, the right way. Black MVP votes coming this year, bro. MVP taking care of them. They got to come this year.
Yeah, shout out to Vontae for that crazy stat. That's a crazy stat. Like, what you mean? He posted the stat.
Yeah, Vontae's actually Adam Schefter winning big time. But they get no love.
But then Trey defended. Trey said Russell, that was correct. He shouldn't have no MVP vote.
No, I understand. I mean, it's tough, but I understand. Like, you know, it's tough. Well, it really is tough.
But the crazy thing is though, because like MVP votes, it got like what 20? They got a lot of writers, and you can vote like in whatever way is what I'm trying. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is like not to have zero is weird as hell, because you would have a random writer here and there that opposes you, like like you would just have a random voter to have zero. It's like that's kind of weird.
Russell Wilson is not T.O. He's not Chad Johnson. He don't have. People against nobody. Nobody hates Russell Wilson.
Right. No, I get what you're saying.
I just feel like niggas overlook him. I just feel like people overlook
conspiracy.
Him.
Right, and no conspiracy. Yeah.
It's just weird.
Weird.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody got devotion, but hey, like he's Peyton went crazy that year. You know, it took a lot of years that quarterback it was just so outnumbered. It was close between two. I mean, I understand, and it is tough. It's weird, but I think it's a conspiracy, Brian.
I don't think it's conspiracy.
Like, it's for him to get hot in December and halfway through the season, he want to cut it on. You know, you go back and look at his total body work, and maybe like, you know, like it's a regular season award, not a December and on award.
But let's look at the fact of what Russell Wilson did last year. The Seattle Seahawks, talent wise, have went down every season for the last few years. And he finding ways to keep them niggas in it. Like,
yeah, it's definitely him. It's his team.
He don't have no offensive line help. Receivers, can leave a lot to be desired. Metcalf is coming along, you know.
Niggas will be like 3-4. Like,
see how good. Yeah, then he'll go on a big ass run.
11-5. It's all Russell Wilson, but you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you. What you wasn't here to talk the schedule. What you got the Cowboys going?
There you go.
I think I might have to go break it down more, but right now, initial look, I put it at 4.
And what?
You said who?
12-4.
So you think y'all 12? 12 with Andy Dalton?
You said with who? Andy Dalton? Nah, that could be there.
That could be there? Okay.
Like I said.
So we played the NFC West, yeah. Correct?
NFC and AFC North.
We played.
Lou said 12.
Yeah, and AFC North. Because when I looked at the schedule, you need to win 10
wins. You only got to win 10 wins to get the playoff in that division. To win that division, you only need 10, dog.
I guess 10. But I just, like, AFC North, I had us, I think, going 2-2.
Against who?
Because we're going to beat the Bengals. I mean, if we lose to the Bengals, we just not having a season at all. Just shut down the whole.
We're going to beat the Steelers for sure.
Huh?
I got a possible.
Stop sipping that moonshine, Tim, with your old ass.
3-1 with a loss to the Ravens?
Yeah.
Do y'all think Lamar will take a step back as a runner to be a better passer, or are they still going to put him out there to get hurt?
I just think he
had to do a better passing. They're
going to try the same thing, but I mean, they're going to figure it out.
Hey.
He ain't surprising
about this. Tommy.
Yeah, he definitely going to have to get better as a passer, but I mean, I still think they're going to be good. I still think they're going to win that division.
Like, I saw that stat that came out and had the Ravens like third or fourth all time in playoff percentage wins. They go win.
Yeah, they win. They win games.
But yeah. Tommy crazy, though, but. I think Baker gonna be the guy that the big
crazy.
I did that last year. I'm not doing it no more. I'm not Browns. I'm not doing it.
But you know, the stats that came out said that hey, you know, Browns did good the second half of the season.
That's why you play 16 games.
He got
dog.
A better coach now too.
How you know that? Like that's a first year coach, Tevin. How we know he a good head coach?
But Kitchen was trash though, man.
Shit.
I mean,
how we know that nigga who blew the playoff game for the is gonna be good enough head coach?
Oh, well, before I forget, while we're on, you said something about
that? I'm still on the schedule.
On which one? So I think I had like some trap games, but I think I had us beating the Cardinals Falcons.
Let's start the schedule. Like this. What do you have us going in our division? Like, do you have us going undefeated? If so, I hate that, but.
Because last year that's taken my heart because we killed the division last year and it didn't.
What I'm saying, if you win the division, that's six wins right now, right?
Yeah, I think I got us going 5-1, one loss to the Eagles. Because if we lose any more than that, then we just garbage. But yeah, I'll give us 5-1 in the division to start it off.
And you said what? You 2-2 against the AFC North?
I feel like I'm being, because I did this last year. I was too optimistic, and then we disappointed. But 3-1 against the AFC North.
Eight and two.
So that's 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
That don't even sound right, but okay, 8-2.
That's a trap.
We play the Cardinals. We play the whole AFC West. I mean NFC
yeah,
West.
Yeah.
Play the NFC West, right? Okay, so the NFC West. Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, 49ers.
Our defense can beat the 49ers for.
Shit. You gotta go say defense too, nigga.
I like Seattle. Luke, they defense better than they offense.
Jimmy G is overrated.
So what you got us going against the NFC West?
I'll say that division. I can see 2-2 because
Seahawks can go either way. Yeah, I was about to say.
And the Cardinals. That Cardinals game.
And then a team like the Cardinals could put up points on us. I could see Kyler Murray running all over us on a Sunday evening, pissing me off. Like, I could easily see that. Running up the field. DeAndre going off, Christian Kirk, Larry Fitzgerald.
But they don't give up. They don't give up.
Catching touchdowns.
Boys.
Yeah.
Then they can't keep a lead. They lost like four games because they lost lead. Big lead.
But yeah, I'll say 2-2 against them. So that's 10-4. So what's the last two we missing? The Falcons.
Falcons so fucked up.
And somebody else. Is it the Lions?
I think it's the Vikings, right?
The Vikings.
Vikings. The that's the Vikings. Okay, so Vikings and Falcons. We could easily lose the Falcons. I mean, I'm not looking at the Falcons game like an easy W because they can come out and put up points against us and we looking stupid. Julio embarrassing the whole roster.
Young corners.
But I think if you neutralize Julio.
See what Ridley got.
Man, they just.
Neutralize with who? Neutralize. Maybe
give him a tranquilizer before the game.
Triple. I hope he hurt.
You heard pregame
hurt. Let's hope he hurt.
Running drills.
Hope that foot. That foot always bothering him. Let's hope
that
the foot
goes to be also
that
like everybody's sitting on our defense. I think our defense is gonna be
what's a little.
So even if you give us that and then a loss to the Vikings,
hey,
that's 11-5. So okay,
my bad, Luke.
I mean, if
I was gonna ask y'all, have you heard anything about Leighton Vander Esch? I mean, I just thought about his neck. Is he good? Can he play?
They say he's good to go. So I guess we'll see. I'm not confident because if he hurt that neck again, like I was telling Vontae, he could easily retire.
Ain't nothing to play with, bro. That neck.
Was he wearing that cowboy collar last year, too?
He always wear that shit. The big ass neck brace.
Yeah, he wore it because he hurt his neck before.
Hell
so if
yeah.
he hurt it a third time, he going to retire, bro. Ain't no way he coming back. So
mm-hmm. need to find us another line.
Yeah, I'm not confident in that. Well, it's over. I mean, the draft over.
We can find one next year if he retires.
So, but okay, yeah, Vontae. So, I mean, 11-5. Like I said, 10-6. I'll take either one. They're possible, but I mean, with us, 8-8 is around the corner. So, I'm just tired of being disappointed.
Tired of losing.
What'd y'all go last year?
8-8.
Eight.
And then I called y'all going 8-8.
I don't know about that, Bucko. You got to find it.
Meet the facts. I don't know if it's Jerry Jones. I don't know if it's Jerry Jones.
Relax.
I think it's some of them. I hate to blame Jason, but I think it was coaching. A lot of them games came down to y'all got a new coach. I forgot about that.
Super Bowl coach.
That win that MVP this year.
Man.
Y'all gotta save
it. We just had a fat man win the ring. Hopefully another fat man can win.
Andy Reid had got lucky on that way. Yeah, it's a lot of luck to win Super Bowl, man. Because that nigga got lucky.
Andy Reid got the drug dealer song.
So, Gary, what do you think the Steelers going
to do? My minimum is always 10 wins.
Heck no.
10 and 6. Tevin, shut your drunk ass up. But I go with 10 wins.
Not with Juju.
If you can pull up the Bucks and the Steelers.
Why are you bringing up the Bucks schedule? I thought like Trey was a Patriot fan.
Because he is supporting the Bucks this year.
What's the Patriot record going to be, Trey? I ain't worried about the Bucks.
You can pull up the Patriots. All right,
but I think they're going to win that division still, though.
I feel like the Bills will do it, bro. I hate to say it, but the Bills might. If the Bills regress within the first eight games, I don't know what's gonna happen. If the first eight games don't show that, so
hey,
Patriots are trash. Patriots are trash.
Sweep the division, but lose some of the other games.
That went. Well, you said 6-10, so they just beat their division, and lose everybody else.
They might lose one. They might lose with the Bills one, but I like to tell they still got a strong. I feel like.
Let's start with the division. I think that'd be quicker. All right. So game
Giants.
Steelers versus the Giants.
It's a dub. Dub for us.
A dub for the Giants?
Who said that?
Okay. That's a W. I give y'all that. I think everybody can agree with that.
All right. Steelers versus we win
Broncos.
We ain't playing the Broncos in Denver either, so we at home.
Broncos.
But hold on, I don't worry about Jarrell Casey.
They added Jarrell Casey. They added. They got tight ends. Noah Fant. They got receiver. They got Sutton. Who did they just draft? They draft somebody.
But we can't project Judy like he did in college. We don't know how he's gonna play, but I got us winning it. Drew Lock. We got to take on that nigga.
Just because the Steelers at home, I get to the Steelers.
Usually we play them on the road. We get
okay. I can agree with that. So 2-0.
Next is the Texans. Steelers at home again.
That's I don't know. It would depend on how. I say we gonna win that, but if Watson Texas come out of nowhere,
Bill O'Brien get
fired. Then we play the Ravens. We 4, right?
I hope the Texans start 0-8.
So we play Ravens next. I think
with it.
We're 3-0.
No, next they got the
Titans. That's W. We kill the Titans. No matter who they got, we always kill the Titans. They had defenses last year before. We always kill the Titans.
Did y'all play them last year?
We got.
And that's not true because I remember Lindell White and them stomping on the towel when they beat y'all. So y'all don't know.
We played them 2 years ago. Beat them by 30, like on Thursday night.
It's tough to go that far.
That's a win for me.
I say lose to the Titans in Tennessee.
Just because, just like the Titans, a playoff team, they're good. Like, you're not just going, y'all not going 14-2 or something, bro. So I got to give y'all.
I've never been a Titans fan. We're going to lose no less than 2 to 3 games. Never.
We'll go 3-1.
All right, next game is the Eagles.
I don't, that's weird, bro. We always lose to the Eagles, my nigga. It's always a weird shit we lose to the Eagles.
Man, I hope y'all beat the Eagles.
That's because I'm gonna say we win. I'm gonna say we win that hell this time.
That's because it's a rival.
That's the inner. I mean, you can't really home field. I mean, that's the interstate. I mean, interstate game.
Yeah, I'm Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. Went like not too far.
It's from in Philadelphia.
That's what, a couple hours.
Yeah, I was about to say, but I get, well, it do matter where Pittsburgh it's at. Fans, if it's in Pittsburgh, ain't gonna be too many. But if it's in Pittsburgh,
yeah.
Okay, so that's a W for them.
We split the Ravens. It don't matter who. 4-1. We're gonna split that 1-1. All right.
Well, next game out there is
LeBron. Roethlisberger gonna lose against LeBron. I think he only got 2 losses in what, 15 years.
5-1.
That's about right for the conference thing. Cause we did play Lamar the best out of anybody last year. His worst games came against us.
Who after that?
That first game against the Ravens is
in. Oh yeah, we're losing that one. The Thanksgiving game.
Is that the game after the? Is that the game after the Browns?
Yeah,
we gonna lose that one.
Okay, 5-2.
All right, so then they get a bye week, and then they come to Dallas off the bye week.
We get 5-3 that one.
5-4. No,
yeah, y'all not.
We know that. Y'all know.
We don't get our bye.
Just to be
I
fair,
think we y'all don't get our bye week to after. Is it after the?
Somebody got a late ass
after the late after ass the game. We play Thanksgiving. Then we play the week after that, and then we get a bye after that. I believe.
Another thing I was listening to the podcast, and they said with all the preseason games and all that, the Cowboys are gonna play 14.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible, bro. Any team, fuck that. That's too.
Because we got that extra. Wait,
that extra playoff game. That Hall of Fame game is a preseason. I don't count, bro.
But I don't really count that because them 12 games, them 14 games in a row, the starter's not gonna play for 3-4 of them, so it don't matter. but I think that's the L. Just to be conservative, we'll put y'all at 5-3.
All right. After that, they got the Bengals.
6-3.
Win. Jaguars.
We winning that.
7-3.
All right. After that, they got the Ravens. You get that home.
One because you're gonna split.
8-3. Okay. I could see y'all losing, but I'll be nice and say 8-3.
Okay. You got the Redskins.
9-3.
They got to go to the Bills.
That's a split. Yeah.
9-4.
We would have won last year if we had 9-4. Our offense didn't do shit. The defense balled out.
We got to go to Cincinnati.
10-4.
Win. Colts. I ain't worried about that. Worry about Rivers. It was a dub.
And then got the Browns. Dub. With the Browns in Cleveland.
Okay, 12-4. Maybe a loss to the Ravens.
So we're going to be like 10-11.
But that's with y'all going, 4-2, 5-1 in division. So. You can't slip up a game to the Browns.
When they beat us last on this last off season, everybody was hyped up the Browns, and they came back down to earth. And we played them with a backup, and James Washington killed them off.
So we penciling in y'all right now.
It's gonna be about 10 or 11. We're gonna blow a game that we shouldn't blow. So I'm going for about 10 or 11.
So y'all gonna beat the Browns twice?
Yes, nigga.
Heck no,
bro.
I can easily see y'all with
the Browns. I respect your opinion more than Tevin. Oh yeah,
I can see y'all lose to the Browns, bro.
Yeah, whatever. What's it, bro? Patriots going 6-10, like Trey said, they might get a top pick for a quarterback. Maybe Trevor Lawrence. the Cowboys going by 11 wins, right? 12 wins. The Bucks, it all depends on how chemistry go, because it's new team, new system. Depending on how fast they go in the first 8 weeks, anything possible. Anything. They gotta get that running game together though. I thought they would try to get another running back. But I like the Wirfs pick because I love left tackles and guards out of Iowa. The niggas, they know how to produce. They always give Wisconsin a lot of love because they do give great tackles and guards, but Iowa right up there.
Hopefully,
Trey drop.
I got the bus schedule.
Yeah, I just sent him a note.
Man, they got Winston number one and on the backup list.
Hey, real quick. Until Trey get back, my dad just texted me. He just reminded me about that DeAndre Baker and Quinn Dunbar.
Hold that. I'm finna cut it off, and I'm gonna call all y'all back so we can get Trey back. Right back. Right. TV.TV. Hold up.
All right.
There we go, man.
What a TV.
Anchor.fm pissing me off. Yeah, lead dog.
Hey, now it's gonna be tough to get Vontae back. I mean,
he better be there. There go Tevin.
There go Tevin.
Hey, who them back? There
okay,
we go.
Okay.
Oh, young Vontae.
Once they got some on his chest, and he still.
What gear?
Man, bro,
nigga tripping, man.
Nigga phone probably went dead or something, bro. I'm saying, nigga probably on the game, man.
I don't know where his girl.
Vontae, you still got the Bucks schedule up?
Yeah. Let me go get it real quick.
That's gonna be easy.
But real quick before we get into that, they came out today said they're gonna vote on the NFL. The NFL has come out said Gary.
Yo, I'm back.
Damn.
Yeah. The NFL, we were just talking about, I was going to get into the NFL thing. NFL has come out today, said they're going to vote on giving teams a higher third, and I think fourth too, but higher third round pick if they hire black or Hispanic or any other minority. As a head coach or a general manager or, you know, VP. I think it was like if they hire like a head coach, they go up four spots in the third. If they hire a general manager, they go up like six. And then if they hire like two, they go up like 10 spots.
I like that. I like it.
It's not enough.
I'm not satisfied.
If you have a black GM in the NFL, you get a top 20
second round
pick protected.
Woo, for the next season.
Yes, it's not enough for me.
Say it again. You said if you hire a black GM,
if you have a black GM, is it black GM or black head coach? Both? That's one of those?
Yeah, double combo.
If you have either or a combination of both, you get an extra first round. Forget it. You slide in the back of the first round. So if you got a fourth pick and you got an extra first round, well, now you pick 33. You know.
That would be a game changer.
You have your own little round. Like you don't move four slots up above another team. You just have your own little round. Okay, all people got black GMs, head coaches. First round's over. Here's your picks. There you go, right here. You know. So.
And they basically get second round picks.
Yeah.
It's early picks on seconds. Basically. I like that idea. Right?
Yeah. Vontae, what you think?
Yeah, I'm like Trey. I don't think it's enough. And then I think. With everything, some teams will take advantage of it. Fire a nigga two games in this season.
I didn't think about that shit, bro.
If they do that, bro, it's gonna be obvious though. Like they gonna get rid of every. If they do that, bro, it's gonna be way obvious, and I'm gonna boycott everything about that team.
Yeah. Be like, well, well, I mean,
that'll be some kind of fines or
you can't force them. The niggas just be like, we had a difference a change of heart or something. Like, you just gotta go. You know, Goodell gonna go with it. Goodell don't want to.
It just depends. If it became too obvious though, I think it would be addressed. If it was two games in, it's OD. You know, even if it's 3-4 games in, like, come on. But, I mean, like y'all said, I do agree. I don't think it's enough. I like Trey's idea of the first because that's a substantial. Like, an extra third round, I mean, a higher third, like, okay, you get to go higher in the third, whatever. I mean, it's basically like you hire black people and then you can move up higher to grab some more black people. Because, I mean, as we know, the draft, the NFL is all dominated by black people. And that's why it's such a shame that there aren't many black coaches or black GMs.
Presidents. Like,
sorry about your way. That boy Eden. That boy ordering some food. But, yeah, it's a shame that so many black players, but not, you know, few black coaches, GMs, and everything. So it's like you're good enough to play here, but you ain't good enough to teach other people about playing here or run an organization, run a team, pick people to play here. Like, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, you're right. Me and Trey talked about this on the Baby and the Beard segment of the podcast. The white guy can be a retread. You can go 4-12 and have two more jobs in the next 6 years. You know, niggas stay getting jobs.
Yeah. You know?
But I think even before that, even before you get that level,
we still got I'm here. I don't know who got dropped, but
sorry.
I think you have to like start it even with the coordinators and stuff. Cause like you look at a lot of these coaches, white coaches, once they get fired, niggas pop up and get a coordinator job just like that. And then 2 or 3 years later, oh, well, they did this, they changed this team offense around. Let's give him another.
Freddie Kitchens is a perfect example of that. Like, he did nothing to warrant a head coaching job. I don't think he was an assistant. He wasn't an offensive coordinator. I mean, he was an assistant, but he wasn't like a coordinator. He wasn't no high ranking
quarterback coach.
Yeah, quarterback coach. And that's what happens now. Like, all these quarterback gurus, quarterback coaches.
Zach Taylor for the Bengals.
He's not – why is Zach Taylor? Because he was under
McVay.
McVay, like – oh,
and people figuring out McVay, too.
Exactly.
But then, but that's – yeah, but that's not – like, look at Jay Gruden. I mean, he was horrible in Washington. Where is he, offensive coordinator now?
Where is he? Raiders? No, where he at?
Where did Jay Gruden go? He went somewhere.
Was it Jacksonville? Yeah, Jack. I think so. But yeah, like they come up and then they just keep rotating these same trash niggas. Like they gonna all of a sudden be good coaches. Like even Bill O'Brien, like he winning games, but come on, like as a GM and a head coach, like
he ain't did enough of that. Yeah,
but I will say that's what I respect Bruce Arians
for. I love Bruce Arians.
What, giving
offensive coordinator Leftwich and then Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator, and then I think even the special teams coordinator black
well yeah, right? I hope I like the Cardinals anyway because of Kyler and now DeAndre Hopkins and Larry, of course, is a stand up nigga and one of the coldest to ever do it. So
No. Bruce Arians with the book.
Huh?
Man. Yeah.
Bruce Arians with the book.
I mean, no, I'm saying you're right, I'm tripping, bro, but I like the Cardinals anyway. But as far as the Bucks go, I guess that's a good transition into their schedule.
But okay, I'm glad you brought up the Cardinals, Luke, real quick. I'm glad you brought up the Cardinals. What did Cliff Kingsbury do to
this? He ain't do shit. He lost at Texas Tech. He ain't got a winning record in college.
He just looked like he had a great offense in college, and they said, oh,
guess we'll get in the NFL. But he got Kyler Murray drafted number one. So nobody was talking about Kyler Murray.
But in general, man, we need. I mean, we done said it 100,000 times. We need more black team, black executive, black coaches, and then above all, we need to find a way to infiltrate, get black owners. Like all these niggas with these high amount of dollars. I wish there was a way they could come in, but these owners, you know, they don't give up franchises easy. But
and they now call, it's very expensive.
They didn't entrench themselves.
It's a family.
Yeah, most of them family.
So there never like, comes up an opportunity, unfortunately, to even infiltrate. But I wish there was some kind of way because I think that's when the biggest change will come. Because if it's the all white or other races owner, no black owners at all.
You got a minority in Khan, though. That's like the biggest minority right now. Khan from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's it. Everybody else is, you know what I'm saying, same color. So it's like, I think that's when the biggest change will come. But for now, since it's so difficult to infiltrate that, we got to figure out how to get coaching. It's not enough, but I'm glad that they're doing something, because they something got to be. Trash ass Rooney rule. It don't work.
There's a great rule. People circumvent the rule. You know, go over it. Like,
first off, we come out that shit. We don't even know if it's gonna pass them.
Huh? Oh yeah. We gonna speak it into existence. Goddamn it. They gotta vote. We gonna speak into, you know, positivity.
Yeah. So Jay, Diddy, Will, like forget Oprah.
You're gonna need a bunch of them. You remember when Jay-Z was a part of the Nets, and he paid all that money to own like a .00% of it? That shit is expensive. Yeah. I never realized how expensive it was until I found out the numbers. I'm like, bro.
Young Trey.
What's up?
Oh, yeah.
You ready for
my
schedule? I can't hear what he's saying.
He's talking
about the schedule.
I was asking Vontae, do he got the schedule up?
Oh, okay.
The Bucks. You got it, bro?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so the first game of the season, playing in New Orleans.
Just to start. That's an L.
Man, come on.
They blowing up your phone? Deep pockets on the nigga, but yeah, for me that gotta be an L. You really can't say you're gonna come into your first year, your first going to New Orleans and win.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, they do that. I mean, it's still the first game of the season, but that'll still be impressive.
That'd be a great momentum boost for them.
Yeah, I can't.
I still got things winning the division.
Mm-hmm. Trey, you there? Or you pick up the phone? You must have answered the phone.
I think Emmanuel Sanders is going to be a good addition.
Great addition.
Yeah, because they ain't had that second receiver like that. Shoot.
They ain't never had a second.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah,
we can hear you. I tried to call me three times in a row. I ignored three times. They still trying to call me. I had to pick it up. But I'm back. All right.
It's a first game against the Saints in New Orleans. We all said that's an L.
Yeah.
That's a dub. Go ahead.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
I mean, you don't know what you're playing against. I mean, just because I get it, I get what you're saying, but we had like the Saints start off 10-0 every season too. They be shaking too. I mean.
It's a close game either way.
Drew Brees. And that's probably one of the quarterbacks I fear the most. Like, I don't know if he's about to over 500 yards today or not. I don't know. You know, but like I said, you're playing against an unknown. Like we don't know what you're playing against. Right?
We did everybody like that. So we'll give y'all an L there just to be safe. Right. What's the next?
I got outnumbered by L's. I get it.
Yeah.
Next game is against the Panthers.
That's a dub.
A W. I think the Panthers going like 5-11. I don't believe. Shout out to Teddy, another black starting quarterback. Salute.
How many games they won this year?
Like 7, 6.
Yeah, so maybe between 5 and 7 wins for them. That's all.
Niggas on Twitter talking crazy like they finna come in and be a playoff team or something. Like, stop it, bro. Like,
Cam should go to the Jacksonville Jaguars right now. Jacksonville trying to keep that white man going.
But that's a W. Right, I think we can agree on that.
I gotta step out for 5 seconds. I'll be right back. Hold on.
What's the next game, Vontae?
No,
I don't think. 5 seconds can get out the truck.
Next game is Broncos.
Oh. In Denver?
In Denver.
Oh man.
That's a loss.
Oh, Bucko. I don't. That's tough.
Let us preface this. This is all assumptions on the season starting on time, and they're counseling the game.
Right, right. That's tough though, Bucko. I could easily see them. Like, if they lost that, I wouldn't be like, "Dang, y'all lost." I would be like, "Well, you went to Denver, and I think the Denver Broncos got an improved roster." Like,
I told you, I really want to see. I really want to see that Bucks and Saints game. We want to see what the Bucks defense said.
I mean, that's tough because if they come out and get smoked, I'm not gonna say their defense is trash. Because I mean, look where it's at against who it is, right, and we just said
what game we on?
We on the third one, but we just talking about that Saints. But if, like I said, Vontae, if they do get smoked that game, like, I'm not gonna say their defense is horrible, because I mean it's in New Orleans, and we were saying, like you said, Emmanuel Sanders, second receiver, like with Drew Brees and but yeah, like so yeah, I wouldn't say that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they trash, but yeah. I mean, that's a good test. Out the box, go to New Orleans and stop that offense. Kamara, Michael Thomas, like, yeah.
You know what's surprising? Kamara still ain't ran for 1,000 yards yet. 800.
Yeah, he's – man, he – especially the second half of last year, he kind of tailed off, bro. Uh-huh. He didn't look too good. I don't know what it was, but – I think they need a second back to take that pressure off of him. And I know that's what what's the name was supposed to be.
Latavius Murray?
Yeah, but
Mark Ingram.
Nah, this past year was Latavius, but he didn't look good the second half of the year.
I was messing with you,
but I got you. But the third game is in Denver against the Broncos.
Dub.
I think that can go either way, but I'll give y'all a W for that.
Next.
Y'all cool to argue.
Next is the Chargers.
No, next.
I guess it don't matter where it's at because it's gonna be good weather. But I'm cool with a W for that because I don't think Tyrod can elevate. That defense is nasty. Offense is good.
Yeah. Next is it's either a Sunday night or a Monday night game in Chicago.
That should be a dub. Should be 4-1.
These niggas are going 13-3, bro. 4-4. I said that already.
4-1.
All right. So after that game, they come back home against Green Bay. I should think.
Dub. Let's go next. Aaron Rodgers and the Broncos. They got problems right now. His last year, they drafted quarterback.
I gotta give him an L. Just to, again, like we said, it's the NFL. Yeah, it was everybody like. You just gonna lose a game just cause. But that's 4-2. That ain't.
After that, the Raiders.
Oh, that's a big. That's a big. Stop. The Raiders. That's 5-2. Big.
Got the Giant.
W. Big dub. 6-2.
After the Giants, got the Saints again.
Let's put it with them.
Yeah, so I had them losing, so I'll give them a W. So that's 7-2.
Division game, regardless. Okay. Let's put it with them.
So what game? That's the Giants? Okay, no, the Saints. Okay, after the Saints, it's the Bucks.
Who?
That's a dub.
I mean, the Panthers.
That's a dub.
That's a dub.
8-2.
Okay, Rams.
That's a dub.
Is it in LA?
Nah, they at home.
Yeah. Just because of the state. Oh, that's tough. Oh, y'all call this. I don't know. What you think, Vontae?
I think they can beat the Rams. The Rams are shelling themselves most of the time. Right.
Funny, you seen them uniform they posted.
So uniform, sidetrack, but them uniforms are garbage.
Look at Best Buy work.
They could have used their throwbacks as the official.
I don't know why everybody should change their uniforms for shit.
Bro, them uniforms was fire. The throwback with the just make sure the helmet match, and that could. No, huh? I'm talking about the Rams.
Oh, okay.
They could have kept that.
Blue. They throw back the light blue and yellow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You make sure it's the same color, and that could have been the uniforms, and everybody would have been happy. You come out with these IKEA Best Buy looking uniforms. They garbage. Well, you keep going, bro.
Hold on.
You got to take.
Hold on.
You gotta send a text. Now you gotta check in.
What you pick up to eat, bro?
Chicken strips.
What's that? Hey, that sounds good. My wife and they're cooking right now, nigga. Hungry.
I thought you was a vegan.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, cooking. So you saying her place is the kitchen?
Yo.
I told about to eat. I help in the kitchen too. You know what I'm saying? I do it, you know. But she just ain't gonna have to cut no grass. You back, bro?
Yeah, I'm back. My Bluetooth, the headphones are connected.
So I think you said that's a W-2.
I guess.
You said an L.
Nah, I get to them.
Right. The Rams.
It's a Sunday night game, but I'll get to the Bucks. Show a prime time.
So that's 9-2. Okay, keep going.
Next game is the Chiefs.
That's an L, just cause. Ooh, L.
Overtime win.
Man, that's a L. Stop. 9-3.
Okay.
Just because it's 9-2.
Wait. I'm telling you, a big factor. Are they in Kansas City or are they in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I think it's in Kansas City. Ain't
no, that.
Or if Pat Mahomes will be healthy
tonight. Where is it, Bonte?
It's in Tampa Bay.
I still think that's 9-3. Just cause.
Yeah, I'll take that loss.
All right. After that, it's Tampa Bay at home against the Vikings.
Ooh,
even if I'm a loss of Chiefs, I don't know. I mean,
because how we doing it? Like, I feel like if you lose against the Vikings, that's not bad. If you fall to 9-4, even if you go on a little 2-game losing streak, okay, like you 9-4 the first year of Tom Gronk, all that, like, okay. So I mean, if that's an L, that's an L. 9-4, you good, like you straight.
Like 9-3.5.
All right. Next game is the Falcons.
That should be a W.
It depends on how Matt Ryan and Julio are feeling, but
yeah. But I'm fine with giving them a W for that, because
yeah, just how they've been playing the last couple of years.
So then after that, they go to Detroit.
W 11-4.
And then the last game of the season against the Falcons again. So Falcons
12-4.
I caught it already. One more. I caught it already. I think y'all laughed at me, but I was like, man, look at the schedule.
So pretty much everybody, Steelers, Bucks, Cowboys, we all expect 10 to 12 wins. But
y'all, Gary said
10. Gary said 10, between 10 and 11. Man.
But so.
I do got one NFL-related. I just thought that they said under local rules and everything regarding certain teams that 22 teams could open up their facilities right now. Like, are you okay with that, or you would rather it be out when all teams can open up?
Yeah, they said by like Tuesday, I think they're going to have, you know, as long as they stick by regulations, they're going to be able to start.
But that's what I think.
If Tampa Bay one of the teams, if Tampa Bay one of the teams, I'm cool with it.
Obviously, I mean, you got three teams in California.
Yeah.
And then three in New York. So that's six. I mean, that's six teams right there.
So you said 22.
What Florida talking about, though?
So who the other two? Florida, they open. They say anybody can come out there.
Florida, they come to us.
So who the other two then?
I don't know. I don't know. Because they didn't tell who the list was. They just said 22 teams. I don't know who the other.
I think it's – but like you said, since it's three teams in California, three in New York, That's sick. And then just two others. I mean, that's a little unfair, but 22 is the majority of the league. So I think you got to go ahead and do it.
Maybe, I don't know, because you remember a lot of the stuff started was in Washington State. So maybe Seattle is one of them teams that wouldn't be able to start.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, I'm cool with it. I think you got to go and do it.
I guess it just depends on what they limit. Like, obviously, I don't think they may let you do, like, classroom stuff, passing routes, but I don't think no physical contact between, like, player and player.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm like I said, I'm cool with it. I think it's straight.
Yeah, I just want to know if the season gonna start on time, bro. People forgot about baseball season, nigga. Niggas have forgotten.
Well, baseball for five, but a lot of players like didn't like the revenue split.
Yeah, I heard Stephen A. talking about that today with Bryce Harper and some other dude. Told they gotta get theirs. Baseball is a boring sport. It's falling behind the NFL and the NBA. Any of your pants.
But it's like if y'all are only able to play half of the schedule, why do y'all think y'all gonna get y'all full
Hell
money?
Yeah, that's like, stupid.
That don't make sense.
From what I heard, I don't remember what player it was, but he was saying like, so they already have a reduced rate that they're already through, and then he was like on top of that, but he was like in the end, I would only be getting like 23% of my country.
So baseball pitchers only play with 20 games of the 100 anyway.
I mean, I understand them wanting all that money, but it's just tough.
Like as a pitcher, you pay 25 games out of 100 or something, and you get paid $30 million a year if you get. I got paid.
Well, I mean, he only makes Snell,
something like that.
Yeah,
what you're saying? You get paid $7 million for like 10 games. $30 million, $40 million, play 10-20 games out of 100.
I mean, if you really feel like the MLB can afford it, then I guess as a player, go ahead and push for it. But like I said, if y'all only playing half a season, how do you think they can come up with the full revenue? But if they really can, right. if they can pay y'all that, and you just need to push them, and they will, then okay. But I just feel like when you say half the season, okay, it's half what you make.
Yeah, I agree with that. These are players overpaid like a motherfucker anyway.
But yeah, man.
You play to win the game.
Anything we miss on, I'm trying to make sure we ain't missing nothing.
The DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar shit.
Yeah. The whole situation just seemed weird. And then now you got five. So, you know, they said both of them. What was the other dude? Who's the other dude?
Quinn Dunbar.
Yeah, Quinn Dunbar and DeAndre Baker. So you got five witnesses, you know, on the affidavit saying that Quinn had nothing to do with it. So it's like, why did it come out that he did? Like, you know what I'm saying? What are the facts? Why are there such differentiating facts? Facts should be the truth. So why is it – how you get the police saying he did this, and then you got five people, witnesses, say, nah, he didn't do none of that? Like that's
I know. I was a Pat. What's that punter who used to play for the Pat McAfee? I be watching his podcast. And he was talking about that today. And he was just talking about how it was like how they play high stakes card games. And the situation probably is like those guys didn't want to pay up, so they got guns out or whatever. Or they want their money back. Mm-hmm. And they want their money. They won. And shit like that.
Yeah.
It all has to do with gambling.
So what did the witness say about Dunbar again? I'm sorry.
He wasn't involved.
Yeah, he wasn't involved.
Do you think it's just in his situation, wrong place at wrong time, or?
Well, he paid people off.
One of the other.
But you finding a sworn affidavit, because you get caught lying, then that's your ass.
You think the niggas be paying attention to that shit?
Yeah, that's tough, cause like that's why I said like how they're two totally different stories coming out. Why did the police think he did something if it's five witnesses coming out saying he didn't do that? Like, how can it be that different?
I think what I had thought, what I had thought was they said that
they said it was premeditated also.
Well, yeah, I saw that too.
Because so it would be the whole, you know, card game. Nigga ain't want to give me my money. I'm finna take I'm finna pull out, you know, pull out the gun, take whatever you got since you don't want to give me my money. That would make sense if it didn't sound, but like, again, they said they was making it sound like it was premeditated. But I just can't see them niggas being like, we finna go into this party and jack them niggas. The gambling thing make more sense. And I think, you know what I'm saying, they could be like, well, we finna, since you want to pay up, we finna take this.
True that.
Yeah.
That made more sense.
Or you can have like a situation like you there with your homeboy and that nigga be like, he lose some money, like, nah, fuck this, we finna take that. Like, hold on, nigga, what you doing, bro? Like, or a situation right. like that.
Right. And neither one of them niggas have turned themselves in yet. But I mean,
yeah.
In Quentin's case, if he really didn't do nothing, then of course I ain't gonna turn myself in. So it's like, but I mean, they said they gonna give him a little time to turn himself in, but then obviously they're gonna come knocking at their door if they don't. But if Quentin really wasn't involved, hopefully he get his name cleared. If that's the truth, then, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he don't go down for something he didn't do. But that's just so
Florida boys, man.
Yeah, of course it's in Florida, but yeah.
They from Florida too.
Yeah. But it would just be so dumb either way. But I mean, like you said, it's $70,000, like, I mean, okay, that seemed like a substantial amount, but it's just like, bro, like, the niggas finna put you behind bars for that. Like,
just take, if you can't take the loss, don't gamble.
Yeah, that too. That's why I'm glad my nigga Vontae ain't hit the lottery yet, because he'll be a gambling nigga.
Gary, he don't gamble.
I don't gamble.
He just blow money.
No gamble, yeah, bro.
Hey, speaking of, Gary gonna take us on vacation. Gary got
everybody. Hell no. Nigga, you always trying to get somebody.
Your bum ass.
Shut up. Like we said, definitely, when all this is over, we got to meet up. Oklahoma, Dallas. Tyler, it don't matter. We got to link up.
Family. Yeah, we got to do something, man. Family fun day, man. I don't know.
Yo, we got to do something.
Go on a little trip.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got to go to Lodi.
You miss something? Ain't nobody going to no Lodi, bro.
Well,
ain't nobody going out to the
damn Lodi.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't think we missed anything.
And I'm being nice by saying Tyler.
Tyler didn't do nothing for you in life, man.
Well, I'm just saying that ain't where I want to take a trip to chill. But I think they got a little cabin type thing in Tyler too, don't they?
No,
remember, like it's like high up, Vontae. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a little area, bro. It was over there, kind of by. We was looking at some houses. Thinking about staying in, and it was like some villas. It was some type of thing, cabin type thing.
Talking about Vontae stay in now?
No. It was by there. It's like an area. It's like a some cabin type things.
Well, they do got like. they do got a spot out here. It's a little outside of Tyler called the Villages, like a resort type thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The resort. And I could have sworn it was somewhere over there, like we seen it. And we was like, oh, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's resort. So, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind that, like if everybody came. But yeah, Oklahoma or Dallas, definitely.
I'm down with the Oklahoma trip because Vontae found some good shit last year.
Yeah, them cabins out there dope. We could definitely take all the families out there and chill.
Yeah, to be honest with you, cause you remember Trey done went when this first the cabins are still open, so it's just
Yeah.
They're on the Indian reservation, so, I mean, they don't have to abide by.
That's true. That's true. So I guess we can go whenever, really. So we working from home, so shoot, take the laptop. Boy, y'all, you got a desktop. You got a whole set. Oh, well, shoot. Make sure they got that good internet out there.
My PTO, bro. I got time to take off. I said I got time to take off. I got time to take off if I want.
I feel you. Well, cool, I'll bring my laptop. Make sure they got that internet. We can shoot. Whenever. I'm the trip.
Yes, sir.
But like I said, I think we hit on everything. I don't want to miss nothing. But I think that was everything, bro.
Yeah.
Wait. NBA. I think the Lakers are finna go back to practicing.
Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah. Tomorrow they can start. Which is surprising because of how shut down California is, but they finna start back practicing. Obviously, it can't. I think only like one or two people can work out at a time, so it's real limited.
Yeah,
I think that's it. Though, finna go watch this new Scooby Doo movie, with the family.
That's good.
LGTV.TV, man. I'm just racking my brain real quick before we dip out of here. But I think that's it, bro.
That's it. Another episode coming next week.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We'll be back at it next week. Shout out to Tevin.
Hey.
For coming in and speaking wrong facts. What's up, bro?
I just want everybody to go check out my OnlyFans, bro.
Nigga, what? Get out of here, man. LG.
Bye.
Lou, man. Young Gary. Young Trey had to sign off. Vontae. LGTV.TV with King, Young Tim.
King Slab. Go check him out.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Lou.